102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations that serve, empower, and enlighten you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on the Oakland Cannery Collective. Please welcome Alistair Monroe. Hello, Alistair.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. Please welcome Douglas Stewart.
Bless, bless.
And please welcome Stephanie Hervey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. So, Alistair, your father is the founder of the Oakland Cannery. Douglas, you're a tenant, poet, painter, activist, educator, and business owner.
Yep.
And Stephanie, you're co-founder of Artisan Hub, and you use the space there at the cannery and benefit from the space. So let's talk about the space. Let's talk about what it's about, and definitely let's talk about what's happening.
For over 40 years, my father turned a dilapidated building into a legal live, work, artist space so that people can live and work in their actual home and, you know, practice their, recite their professions.
Mm-hmm. And where is it located?
It's at 5733 San Leandro, which is actually between the Fruitvale and Coliseum BART station.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an original Del Monte canning facility many, many moons ago.
And how many people reside there now and do their artwork there? Or?
There are actually 20 units with 30-plus residents,
mm-hmm.
including a couple of little dogs and cats. Probably a couple of mice, too.
Yeah,
so
sure.
let's get really, you know, humanize this and tell us about the people who live and reside and work there.
Well, they're all walks of life, ranging from painters, writers, teachers, business owners, you know, educators, the sculptors, producers, film, music, etc. I've been living, working, visiting for my entire life,
mm-hmm.
Coming there ever since I was a little child.
Mm-hmm. And it's owned by your father, or it's being leased, or?
It is. Well, he's the master tenant,
mm-hmm.
But it is owned by a new organization from Colorado called Green Sage. They are a real estate developer group that are focused on cannabis retail manufacturing on all fronts.
So all of the people that reside at the Oakland Cannery are going to be displaced by cannabis.
Getting the boot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Douglas, let's take a look at the work that you do at the Oakland Cannery and what that means to you, the possibility of being displaced, because we're fighting this.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. The fight is real. I've been at the cannery for about 12 years and been on a month-to-month lease 11 of those years. I've been an Oakland resident for 20 years and a business owner for 20 years in Oakland. So as you mentioned, I'm an artist. I'm an educator. I work at Fremont High School right around the corner, working with our so-called disadvantaged youth on a daily basis, teaching them about history and culture and the arts. And then I'm a business owner on top of that. I run and the founder of IndigenousHouse.org, as well as co-founder of Greenleaf, that's with two E's, .org. And that is a cannabis company as well. So I have 5 equity permits with the city of Oakland. So it's just, it's crazy. The fact that I've been living, working, grinding, you know, pretty much more than half of my life in Oakland for Oakland and the people of Oakland. And now, you know, when the so-called equity program came about, and we see that as an opportunity to raise up the workforce and empower some of the people in the community. We're getting displaced by those that aren't even from Oakland and they're just trying to give us the big heave-ho out of there. So, it's an interesting time, you know. Don't want to be displaced, will not be displaced. So that's why we're here, you know, talking to you.
And the new owners, what are they planning to do with the space?
Well, we've heard, you know, through little birdies and birds and ears that they're going to get rid of us, you know. They said not immediately, but we know that one of our other tenants had a conversation with them and they made it very clear that they're going to be booting out all of the residents, right? So at one point in time, it was purchased by Harborside, right? And this was several months ago. And then I think that deal kind of fell out of the loop. And then now this new Green Sage company has come from Colorado to basically do the same thing.
Yeah, these cats are just straight developers. They don't care who you are, what you are. They have no thought of any sort of common courtesy whatsoever, like, hi, we're your new landlords. Mm-hmm. Not even, I mean, they're cutthroat, cement, brick, heart, soul.
Yeah, we just got a note on the door yesterday saying, hey, hello, we're trying to be friendly now.
Oh, all of a sudden. So how long has this been? When did you get the first notification that this was coming down?
3 months ago, okay. Starting in November, we found out that there was actually a new owner. So the previous owners are more philanthropists, mm-hmm, from the Bay Area. They own multiple different companies and buildings. And they probably knew, you know, we didn't want this to be our mess to displace any artists. Mm. So Harborside tried last year. That sale didn't go through. But what they did do is they evicted several tenants in the commercial aspect of the building. Mm-hmm. So that was a win on their side to bulldoze some of the people, get them out, and then boom, the rest of the tenants that are down there now, their lease is up February 28th. So then there's a whole section of a building that's out, but upstairs there's residents that reside there, mm-hmm, and all throughout. So we are trying to work with the city of Oakland to recognize that this is a crisis. And, you know, as they preach more homes, we realize that they need finance as well. So we're not against homegrown local farmers and cannabis itself, but what we are against are the bulldozing aspect and the city not realizing they provided an open door policy, which is like take your pants down. Mm. An open door policy to, in the green zone, in the industrial area where all of the artists live and work and create and make magic happen. They're the soul of the city. What do we have if they win? And what do we have if they kick us out?
So then, the cannery is in the green zone of Oakland,
right,
where this company, Green Sage, Cannabis Green Sage, can come in, displace everybody there, and then they're going to grow weed in this warehouse? Is that kind of the plan?
Major manufacturing on all fronts.
Okay.
The issue is that the cannabis business is very volatile. Mm. And so, like you said, they come displace tenants and then they're not there anymore. And so those tenants could have still been there.
Okay.
The issue also is that these businesses look at artist communities like they're not valuable. Mm. Artists create of extreme value for communities. In the real estate industry, artist communities are amenities. They are what makes the property values go up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and they create the beautification. A lot of times they will take over a lot and beautify it when it's in blight. And so these are the things that are not looked at when the business owners come. And what happens is that the value that the artists are creating is being extracted from the artists. Mm. They create the value and then they're forced out. And then the people that come in capitalize off that value. And so what we're really just trying to say is that all of the value that's been earned there, for example, the Artisan Hub and Indigenous kind of got together. I went through the hallway and I saw all of this artwork down the hallway. It is like an art museum in the hallway. And so in that community, they have actually created assets within that building that bring up the price of the building. So
is this, you use the word displacement, and yeah, we hear gentrification a lot. What is the difference between gentrification and displacement in general, and how it applies to your situation with the Oakland Cannery?
Gentrification is a positive term in the real estate industry. It means that it is a transitioning neighborhood that has a low value now, but that the value will increase because people are being displaced. Mm. It's something that is a negative connotation. There's people that have lived here all of their lives that can't stay here. Mm. They're being transported to Antioch, Pittsburgh, in Richmond. We have an art place in Richmond, California. We're getting artists that are being displaced from San Francisco and Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
So these artists are going everywhere, and there's just no home. And so now is the time for us to communicate that artists are stakeholders, mm, in this community, and they have to be involved in the public process. And the Oakland Cannery Collective has been very involved. In fact, Last year, we were successful with getting the commission to stop permits for cannabis businesses that are displacing tenants.
I work hard and a lot with a lot of different collaborative partners in the community and throughout Alameda County, giving them and providing them space to do their art, whether mm-hmm. they're performing artists, whether they're healers and yogis or the whole nine, you know, so playwrights or what have you. My space is, you know, an open center of cultural preservation that I'm hoping to expand and build upon. And obviously don't want to get displaced,
yeah,
at all. Yeah.
Let's reset for our listeners so they know what's happening here. The Oakland Cannery Collective is in Oakland. It's a housing unit designed for artists and activists who seek safe, economically reasonable place to create and to live. And they're being displaced or threatened to be displaced by new owners, Green Sage, who are evicting them to have a cannabis business in this space. What can our listeners do and what has the fight? Because I know as artists and activists, you all have been pushing back and teaming up with the city or asking the city for support. So what has the fight looked like and what can our listeners do to support?
So to make it clear, and using this as an example of attention and warehousing are like the areas that people just kind of took over to make living. So the cannery is an actual legal live work, which is very important. And you use it up against a conversation like what happened at Ghost Ship.
Sure.
Ghost Ship was not a legal commercial mixed use space with fire code, electric code, you know, all of the permits that make a true building run and an operation mm-hmm. be more fruitful. What is sad to say is the majority of the city officials haven't even been down there. So they wouldn't even know what they're permitting or what we're asking for. So there's a whole disconnect between who we are, what we stand for, and what we create. So what we're creating is a fight and an awareness to support preserving the artists and the culture. And the city's now listening, and the city's coming to visit. So we've put up a beautiful website, theoaklandcannery.com. We have an Indiegogo campaign that is supporting. It's an online art exhibition to support. We need to hire attorneys eventually, and we have comfortable advice, but we need to be strong on the forefront, and we need public support.
Okay. Yeah, so call Rebecca Kaplan's office as well. Her number is 510-238-7008.
And who is Rebecca Kaplan?
Who is Rebecca Kaplan?
Rebecca Kaplan's our council member who's assisting with the policy. The mayor's office, Kelly Kahn, is assisting with the communication between the mayor and the council members to put pressure on the city attorney to help rewrite city policy. You know, we need votes, we need support, we need love, and we need awareness.
And we need the artist communities to come and show up at some of these public hearings. You go to theartisanhub.org, and we will have the next steps posted for art organizations or anybody that's being displaced. We got funded by the San Francisco Foundation to help people stay in their homes.
Okay. And greenleaf.org with two E's. Check us out, support, tune in, and stay aware. You know, we won't be displaced.
The Oakland Cannery Collective, Alistair Monroe, Douglas Stewart, and Stephanie Hervey. Thank you very much for being here today. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sweetheart. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks. This is KBLX Cares. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, please put KBLX Cares because we do.